Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Just how much of the Y chromosome is needed to make a male?
Not much, at least according to a new study. And here, I thought I was way more complex.
Norbert, you've always been your greatest fan.
Ha! We had known for a couple of decades that only one gene determines sex. Now we also know that it takes just two genes out of the 78 genes on the Y chromosome to actually produce a healthy male. Well, for now, male mice.
But that has huge implications for humans and male infertility. It could mean that men with immature sperm could reproduce through in vitro fertilization. In the study, researchers tried exactly that.
They injected immature mouse sperm into mouse eggs. This immature sperm contained two genes on the Y chromosome, the SRY gene, which determines sex, and the EIF2S3Y, which produces sperm cell precursors.
In 9% of cases, these offspring grew into normal, healthy male mice that were infertile but could reproduce with help. Even though that's well below the 26% success rate when they injected eggs with a Y chromosome, it's still eye-opening.
To try this on humans, scientists would need to tweak the method since EIF2S3Y is not on the Y chromosome. Instead, there's a copy on the X chromosome.
It's possible by using EIF2S3Y, one day researchers can develop precursor sperm cells that mature enough to produce viable offspring. These male children would also have immature sperm cells and need help reproducing.
This study doesn't render the rest of the Y chromosome useless. In fact, those genes are necessary in producing fully viable sperm capable of fertilization.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.